Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome into First Take. Stephen A., I'm calling an audible, and we're blowing up the rundown because it is official. The GOAT, the legend, the icon, the greatest, in my opinion, to ever do it, Tom Brady, is hanging it up after 22 seasons of greatness. All I have to say, Stephen A. Smith, it's not thank God, it's thank you.
That's right.
But it is official. He announced it on his Instagram. We know he had made the decision. Jeff Darlington, Adam Schefter will join us in moments, had said that a few days ago. But Brady now confirming it on his Instagram, and we will get that post for you shortly.
Right. I mean, I've got the statement right here.
Go for it. You want to read it?
This is what he says. My playing career has been such a thrilling ride and far beyond my imagination and full of ups and downs. When you're in it every day, you really don't think about any kind of ending. As I sit here now, however, I think of all the great players and coaches I was privileged to play with and against. The competition was fierce and deep, just how we like it. But the friendships and relationships are just as fierce and deep. I will remember and cherish those memories and revisit them often. I feel like the luckiest person in the world.
Absolutely.
That's what he wrote.
Your reaction to Tom Brady being gone?
Well, like I said the other day when Adam Schefter and Darlington first reported it, the first emotion that comes to my mind is thank you. Thank you for the great, great years. Thank you for the level of competition. Thank you for the class that you've exhibited throughout these two-plus decades in the sport, 22 years to be exact, to come on the scene and burst on the scene once Drew Bledsoe got injured and to win a Super Bowl that year and then to turn around and to win 3 and 4 years and to ultimately get to 10 Super Bowls and win 7, the man was absolutely phenomenal. Even in the Super Bowl loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, he threw for over 500 yards.
Yeah.
His very last year, his 22nd year in the National Football League, he threw for over 5,300 yards. He threw for over 40 touchdowns. He finished his career with 624 touchdowns, had a better than 3-to-1 turnover to interception ratio. And throughout all of those years, do you know he only won in single digits, meaning 9 games or less, once in his entire career? The dude personifies winning. He personifies what winning is all about, the class that you need to exhibit along the way. He was an incredible role model as far as I'm concerned as well, as and continues to be. And my hope as we sit here right now thinking about him and talking about Tom Brady walking away from the game, my one hope is that he doesn't completely leave the game. I love the fact that Drew Bledsoe is on NBC, even though I'd like to see him in the booth. I love the fact that Peyton Manning and Eli Manning has blessed our airwaves on ESPN, too. And when I think about somebody like Tom Brady, I sincerely hope that he finds a way to be a voice in this game because he deserves to be a voice.
I know one thing for sure. He has a plan.
Yes.
And it's going to be big-time plans. And I just want to add one more thing. He finished the season leading the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. He had more passing yards and passing touchdowns in his 40s than he did in his 20s. AJ, nothing but a number. So inspiring. I want to bring in a guy who knows what it's like to go up against him, Super Bowl champ Jeff Saturday, here with us now. Jeff, your reaction to this news? We're not going to have Brady anymore on Sundays.
Man, I'm mixed, right? I'm sad because of how good he is and how well he did it, and it makes me sad. And then I'm wanting to celebrate him because, man, let's celebrate the greatest to ever do it. I mean, how incredible is his career? And the part that probably I get most excited about, y'all, is that he earned every bit. I mean, this is a 6th-round draft pick that most people wouldn't have given a second look to that turned into a Super Bowl champion and then a perennial competitor for Super Bowls. And here's the other part. He made everybody else around him better. Like his drive, his work ethic became infectious, and it became a defining characteristic about him. I mean, this guy suited up each and every week, and you knew you were going to get his absolute best. And every season he did it. And we just talked about at 44, he should be the MVP. Like I've said it all season. This guy played lights out this season, but that he made everybody else around him better, and that everybody saw something different. I mean, when you talk about people in Tampa and new teammates, and when he walked on the field, they talked about how they were in awe until he started talking to him, and then he was like, hey man, let's get to work, and how everybody just did it, right? Like everybody just fell in line, fell in step with what he was craving and what he was driving them to. I absolutely love it, man. I mean, this guy is as good as there ever was in our sport and should be talked about beyond our sport. Like, when you talk about the greatest athletes ever, I mean, he's got to be in that conversation because, again, he willed his way and created this greatness and this attitude and the way that he did it. Man, and here's a guy, listen, that I, you know, my family and my friends, like, it's hard for us to pull for him, right? Because he crushed dreams that I specifically had. But I became a fan at the end of his career and could not have championed more things that of how good he was and how special he was. It was unbelievable. An unbelievable ride. I'm so honored and blessed that we had a chance to do it because people who will not get the chance to see him, they missed something, man. This was a true dude.
Absolutely. So special. And I'm glad you brought up the sixth round draft pick. And Jeff, we'll get back to you in just a minute. We're going to bring in Adam Schefter. And Stephen A., don't forget, when he was at Michigan, he was a backup as a Wolverine. And we're going to bring in another Wolverine now.
A lot of inspiration.
And that would be Adam Schefter.
A lot of inspiration to feel from his story. No question.
No, of course. And not only does he always, not only is he dedicated to being the best in all phases of the game on the field, but as a person as well. And we've seen that evolution, even just with the Antonio Brown situation recently, Stephen A., how he covered for him, right? And how he conducted himself. All right, Adam with us now. Adam, thank you so much for being with us. And obviously, you have been all over this story. Adam, why was now the time for Tom Brady? What led to this decision?
Molly, I think that he knew where he was going, and this was in his mind. And there was a reason that his family was with him in the box during the playoff games, the two playoff games that they played, and his children were there to savor every moment. He wanted to do it, and he was going to do it when he was ready to do it, which happened to be this morning. But he was going to retire, and I think he knew this in the final weeks of the season, maybe a little bit longer. Don't know exactly when he came to the decision, but he knew that there was a certain wistfulness in his appearance and the way he played and the way he looked. And today he must have felt like this was the right time. And I think part of it is probably the fact that we had the conference championship games last week. We have the Super Bowl next week. He doesn't want to take away from what happened this past weekend. He doesn't want to take away from what's going to happen next week, a week that he knows more about than any player who's ever played the game before. And so in a supposedly quiet week where much of the news revolves around NFL head coaching hires, Tom Brady thought that he could slide in right here at this time, knowing what he knows, knowing where he was going, and announce his retirement today. And I think he also wanted to do it early enough so that the Buccaneers could move on with their future, so that they would know heading into the offseason with plenty of time to spare that they would have the time they need to go address the quarterback position. So in his mind, I think he had come to this decision a while ago. He's giving the Buccaneers the time they need. He's doing it in a week where there's no real football game other than the Pro Bowl this upcoming week. And there's no reason to delay what he knew he was going to do, which is retire, which he has made official this morning.
Adam Schefter, I appreciate you as always, all the great work. Let me ask you this question here. As we sit here and reflect on Tom Brady reaching this point where he's made this decision, it's one thing for him to say, it's time, I've done enough, it's been 22 years. It's another thing when you look at the organization that you're playing with and you say, you know what? I'm not as enamored with this any longer as much as I used to be, say, a couple of years ago when I first arrived. My question is, how much, if at all, did the situation in Tampa, whatever that situation is, because you know it better than most, how much did that factor into him reaching this decision at this point in time in his career?
Well, Stephen, I think everything factors in. I really believe, as Tom described on his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray, that the driving factor here was his family. And he talked about the fact that the family, his family, has sacrificed so much for him to do what he's done at such a high level for such a long period of time. He did this every day the last 6 months during football season, as he pointed out. He's done this every day for 22 years during football season. It's a sacrifice to do what Tom Brady does at the level he does, just as it is for his family. Look, anybody who is as dedicated to their job as Tom Brady is, who lives, eats, and breathes it. There's a sacrifice from the family. There's a toll it takes on them. And Tom has pointed this out. He recognizes it. And he said, it's time for me to sacrifice a little bit for them. So when you bring up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm not going to say that's not a part of it, of course, but I don't believe that's the driving factor. Let's not forget, even though he plays like he's 24, and even though he still might win the most valuable player in the NFL next week, he is 44 and will be 45 this summer. He wasn't going to play forever, even though sometimes it seemed like it was the case. And so, in my mind, this is more about a personal decision, a family decision, wanting to do different things in life, wanting to move ahead to the next chapter, more than it's about Gronk is a free agent, or the Bucs have certain players to sign, or I didn't like the way this offense was run in this quarter of a game. I don't think it's about that nearly as much as the larger picture.
Adam, when you said he wants to do other things, and we know he has TB12 and his own clothing company and production company, et cetera, what are some of his professional aspirations post-football?
Well, I think you're seeing them unfold. I think we've seen that happen, right? I think it's been a case where he's dabbled in these industries, and he has wanted to spread the word and the gospel of TB12, and I would imagine that will continue to be a part of his future, but I don't know exactly what's ahead for Tom Brady, other than I am sure it's more greatness because of the way he has always operated, because of the way he's always been. Whatever he decides to do, he's going to succeed at. And so he can sit back and the options will come in. That will happen. It happens with any great athlete who walks away from the game. They may have ideas of what they're going to do, and then other ideas and opportunities present themselves. I have no idea if somebody from Apple or Google is going to approach Tom Brady and they want him to be an ambassador for their company, right? We don't know if he's going to want to take Stephen A's job next year and sit on the desk with you, Molly, and
debate.
I mean, that could happen. But, you know, we don't know what he's going to want to do. Maybe he's going to want to supplant Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live. And there are a lot of things that Tom Brady can do. He can do whatever he wants to do.
Well, I will say this, Adam. The one job he has no shot at all of succeeding in is this job for one reason and one reason only. And by the way, it's not just because he couldn't replace me. He doesn't really like to talk. He really doesn't. He doesn't like to talk that much. Can't do it. Can't do first take if you don't want to talk, Tom. Can't do that, Adam. You know that.
Adam, just planting seeds there, Stephen A. Keep you on your toes.
I know. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Hey, there's nobody like Stephen A. Stephen A.'s job is safe. That's the way it is.
We know that's for sure. He is
Tom
a
can
special
go a lot of places
talent
and a lot of things. That's
mind.
Not one. Yeah.
I have a feeling he's got some other offers he's interested in.
That's, I think he's
that's
all right.
One,
you know,
that's
I, but
one
I kind of like the way it sounds. I kind of like the way it sounds. We replace Stephen A. with Tom B. You know, it kind of
that's
flows.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, he could sit across from me for a day, but that might be to his peril. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a lot of fun. Adam Schefter, you're the best. Thank you so much for all that context. We appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
I want to bring back in Jeff Saturday. And, Jeff, you know what? I want to go there. I know this news just officially broke from Tom Brady himself. Adam obviously had the story a few days ago. But do you think Tom Brady is the best football player ever?
Oh, my
Sorry,
word.
We're doing
That's,
it.
This is going to be a hard one because I'm going to upset a lot of people. I will say he's the greatest quarterback to do it. But when you go football player, it's hard for me to get away from a man like Lawrence Taylor. I look at it positionally, you know, and I think that's kind of a blessing and a curse when you think of the positions of football. But obviously he's the most recognized football player. And again, he's put himself in a class all by himself. But when there's so many different positions, Molly, that it becomes difficult for me to say to get away from a Lawrence Taylor or the way that he played the game and changed the position, really changed the NFL. You think about left tackles and it's been, you know, it's widely regarded why they changed the way that we block and the style of blocking all because of that. But yeah, it's a tough day to go into this. I mean, I'm going to get all kinds of Brady hate and I just said how much I love the guy, but it was football player. It becomes greatest quarterback, the greatest to ever do it when it comes to those conversations.
Please, listen, Jeff Saturday, Sergeant Friday, listen up, man. It's not difficult. It's not difficult for me. It's Tom Brady. Lawrence Taylor was phenomenal. He was menacing. He was a game changer. He was all those things plus more things that you, Coach Bill Belichick, and others have alluded to that y'all are far more qualified than me to pontificate about or really to really just gauge and summarize. But here's the bottom line. 7 Super Bowl championships from the quarterback position. He did it in his 20s. He did it in his 30s. He did it in his 40s. And when he retired his last year in the National Football League as a quarterback, he threw for over 5,300 yards, okay, and 40 touchdowns, for crying out loud. And, by the way, the last time we saw him, he was down 27-3 and came back and tied the damn game before Matthew Stafford connected with Cooper Kupp on a long play that ultimately led to a game-winning field goal by the Los Angeles Rams with Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey and those boys on the defensive side of the ball against Tom Brady. When I look at defensive players like Lawrence Taylor, one of a kind, clearly elite on every level, probably the greatest defensive player we've ever seen. But when you compare him to a quarterback who spanned 3 decades doing what he does, who, by the way, has 5 more rings, last time I checked, it comes down to 2 things, winning and the responsibility you played in winning. And so what I'm saying to you is when you look at Tom Brady, and you look at the fact that he's playing the quarterback position, and you look at how he's been able to lead, and you look at how many times we looked at the New England Patriots and we thought they were bereft of weapons. And remember, back when he first started, they were, you know, we know they had an elite defense, okay? And as a result, that propelled Tom Brady to new heights, even though he didn't perform shabbily in those Super Bowls. But then there were other appearances. You know what? Yeah, you lost with Randy Moss, but you won with others, okay? And you didn't have an all-world number 2 receiver all time in the history of the NFL. And you won with those guys. You won using 2 tight ends. You won with Bill Belichick coaching you, Josh McDaniels coaching you. We get all of that. But in the end, it was you. And so when I look at it from that perspective, I'm even the great Lawrence Taylor, who is phenomenal. When we talk about football, I'm not talking about athleticism or anything like that, just football, there is no greater winner. And the fact that he was a winner at the quarterback position, to me, puts him head and shoulders above everybody else in the history of the sport.
Yeah, I would say the one thing I do agree with you completely is when you talk about comparing him outside of the game of football because of what he has done to win games, it's remarkable. Listen, he has driven, and here's the crazy part. I mean, I've talked to many people that have talked about being a teammate with him and being in the locker room with him, and he not only drives himself, he drives others. So I think that is a very special characteristic that most people don't have. Again, when you think about what he was capable of doing, so Stephen A., I'm with you. I mean, listen, when you think about it, especially on the day he's stepping away from this thing, being the greatest to ever do it in our game, 7 Super Bowls, going to 10, all the different things. But I think the final portion of his career for me is the most remarkable. Again, man, he should be the MVP this season. I don't know if he will be, but he should be. Being 44 years old, winning a Super Bowl at 44, and then obviously getting the MVP, it's unbelievable. And that we liken him to Michael Jordan and to Serena Williams and you know, to all the different sports, and that he crosses those spectrum. I think that's because of position, because it's not player specific, right? When you boil down, you know, and did the defense win championship? Did the offense win championships? But that he supersedes all those conversations and is placed in those things, he's remarkable, man. Like it's and again, I'm a fan, which is insane to me, but I have been a fan the past few years. He has been remarkable in what he's been capable of doing.
Absolutely. And Jeff, I think he really sealed the deal when he went to Tampa. He went to Tampa and took that team to the Super Bowl in his first year. Unbelievable. And like you said, having an MVP season at 44 is remarkable. Jeff will be back with us in just a bit, but right now I want to bring in the Hall of Famer Ty Law, who is obviously with the Patriots for 10 years, 5 years as a teammate of Tom Brady. They won 3 Super Bowls together. Ty, good morning. Could you have Stephen A. and I?
Yeah, I got you. Good morning.
My brother.
And how can I know Stephen A.?
What's up, big Ty? What's going on, man?
I'm good. I said when they called me, I said I had to come because I owe Stephen A. when I owe him this for many years ago. You know what I'm talking about. When you came to my house, I did not do a good job. You was on the come up doing your thing. I said I would not talk to nobody but Stephen A. Smith, and he came down there and I blew it. But thank you,
you were
for
fine, man.
Thank
you were fine. That's all right. That's all right. Man.
But you didn't forget, and I forgot. You guys also have the Michigan connection as well. So Ty, thank you so much for being with us. Talk to me about what made Tom different, because obviously you played with a lot of incredible players with those Patriots teams.
he was wired different from day one. I mean, he always came in with that competitiveness. He was always cool, calm under pressure. And when he got into the huddle, he just did his job. You know, he grew into who he is today. He didn't come in, you know, with the hype and all the workload behind him coming out of college. So he just wired different. And I'll give you an example. We went out to a team dinner one time, and Tom, he was like, you know what? I ain't giving this SHIT back. And I was sitting there like, you know what? That's the spirit. He told me, myself and Lori Malloy, that. But we was like, you know, Drew just signed a $100 million contract. But when Tom took the helm, he absolutely told himself that he is not giving this job back. And I think that's saying something to the character of who he is. Because when you sign a $100 million contract, I was like, that's the spirit. You're supposed to think like that. But at the same time, in this game, in this business, that does not happen. And he bet on himself. He knew he was not going to ever come off the field. And it's still showing 22 years later from that moment.
Ty, I've always been interested in asking, you know, especially in the modern day era, you guys, this question. Because when Tom Brady first came on board and first took over, a lot of people don't remember. The defense of the New England Patriots was pretty damn elite. And basically, you know what, y'all were the faces of the franchise. Now, obviously, once Tom Brady came on, things changed to some degree, but you rode that defense to Super Bowl titles. My question to you is this. When did you guys know he was the one? Because you got to earn y'all respect. Y'all weren't just going to give it to him just because Bill Belichick said to give it to him or Tom Brady wanted it and he wasn't giving it. It's one thing not to give the job back to Drew Bledsoe. It's another thing entirely to earn the respect of your elite veterans who's carrying this team. When did y'all say, it's him? Ain't no question about it.
Well, one, because he came in and he kept his head down. He just did his job. He wasn't trying to say, follow me as a quarterback. You know, we had Drew Bledsoe right there. He was just coming there to prove himself to us that he was worthy and to himself. And then second, I mean, this might be minor, Stephen A. Molly, listen, but when you're in the jumping all around button heads and shoulder pads, Tom was always in the middle. Now, I've never been a part of a team that the quarterback is in the middle hitting people harder than linemen, butting heads. So I knew there was something special about him right there, because as a quarterback, you got to, at that, in those times, you had to be considered crazy to be in the middle, butting heads with offensive line, defensive line, as hard as he was doing it, and he's just getting out there. You're going to get a concussion before you take a snap. So I knew it was something about Tom right there, but he earned our respect by going out there, not making mistakes, and keeping his head down, because at that time, the defense was the leader of our team. You know, everything, you know, filtered around and through the defense. And Tom came out there and he just made that his team over time.
Ty, I want to ask you about this. Sometimes when we're talking about some of the best athletes, they're the ultimate competitors. They have to be a little bit me first, not team first, right? To get the job done, to have that laser focus. But with Tom, it appears to be different. It appears that he is team first. So what I want to know more so is about him as a person. Tom Brady, the guy, what type of person is he?
Tom, he's one of those guys. He's the most unassuming superstar that you're probably ever going to meet. He's one of those personal guys. He knows everybody. I still don't know how he knows every single person on that team and who he plays with. He knows about their family. Similar to Mr. Krabs. I mean, I don't know how they do it, because some guys that came in for a cup of coffee, I wouldn't remember. I'm going to be honest with you. But Tom is that type of guy that everyone just gravitates to him, and he takes the time for everybody. So that was what made him a great leader. Not only was he a great player, but he was a leader amongst men, and people followed that. He took that responsibility, and that made him different from anybody else, because coming up from little league all the way to the pros, the quarterback was usually set on this type of pedestal. Yes, you're the leader of the team. The media, they put you on this type of pedestal. But Tom, around the guys, he would step off that pedestal and just be one of the guys. And that's what made him great.
And take the time, Stephen A. Take the time to know everybody.
Without question. My last question to you, Ty, this three-time Super Bowl champion that we're listening to right now. My last question to you would be this. As we reflect on the career of Tom Brady, it almost comes across as if there's nothing more to be said. We just have to regurgitate the same superlatives that we've been throwing out there, same laudables that we've been throwing out there about him. But if there's something about him that nobody has said that you noticed, that you think needs to be said, If there is anything, what would that be in your eyes?
Look at his longevity and look at what he was working with, not taking anything away from any of the guys that helped him become who he is. But he won championships without Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, and some of the other great receivers that that we know and that we think about when it comes to that position, who usually helps make quarterbacks great. Tom, you could put anybody out there on the field with him, and he's going to find a way to win. He's going to get him the ball. So I think that's what makes him special. I think that needs to be talked about more. He a career that's expanded three decades and still playing at the highest level. And I just want to say something because I know he's not on there with y'all right now. Mm-hmm. But if I was Tom Brady, because I'm a little bit pettier, I would go to Costa Rica and I would call Max Kellerman. Now I'm going to jump off my cliff. I'm going to jump off it right now with a cannonball and I might be holding up things, but it wouldn't be fists. Now I'm going to jump off the cliff. Now he did it his way on his time and I'm happy for him. And he's the greatest ever did it, not only just as a quarterback, but he is the greatest football player who's ever played the game. And I was glad to be, I'm just glad to be a small part of that and seeing him grow and being his teammate.
More than a small part. You dropped the mic on that. And you know I always give Max a hard time about that one. I'm never letting him live it down. I'm the biggest Giants fan, but Tom Brady fan at the same time. So it's all messed up. Grew up in Connecticut. What do you want from me, Ty? Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news into First Take this morning. After 22 years of greatness, a Hall of Fame career, 7 Super Bowl rings, and ending on an MVP note, Tom Brady is calling it a career, and no one has followed him more closely than our Jeff Darlington. And I'll send it out to him.
The greatest of all time.
Nice job, boys. Way to hang in there. All day, just like that.
The greatest of all time.
Going to Disney World.
For 22 seasons, Tom Brady's football career has been discussed, debated, and dissected like few others in American sports history.
Tom Brady's a god.
He's the best quarterback in the game.
There's nothing better than Tom Brady.
It has been celebrated and scalded, revered and rebuked. But there's one thing, as he heads into retirement, we all seem to agree on. The 199th pick of the 2000 NFL Draft, Tom Brady ends his career as the greatest quarterback of all time.
People say, what do you want to do after football? And I'm like, what do you mean after football? There's nothing after football. This is what, you know, I was born to do, and this is what I enjoy doing more than anything else.
And the QB stats. He retires with the most touchdowns and passing yards in NFL history.
600 touchdown passes for Tom Brady.
He's a 5-time Super Bowl MVP. played in 10 Super Bowls and won 7.
Tom Brady is a Super Bowl champion again for the record-setting 7th time.
Of course, the first 19 years, he did alongside perhaps the greatest coach in NFL history, as Brady and Bill Belichick have more wins together than any coach and QB combo in NFL history.
Well, he's obviously a great mentor and someone I learned so much from. I went into a situation that was ready to embrace me and help cultivate what I could become.
Longevity? He's the only player to win a Super Bowl in 3 different decades. And the only player to win multiple championships after his 40th birthday. No professional athlete in American sports history has spanned as many years between their first championship MVP and his last. 18 years separated the two.
We celebrate this forever.
Congrats, man.
He is the rare player that will conjure different memories for different generations. Some will forever relate Brady to his early years. The 6th-round draft pick who hoisted a Lombardi in his 2nd NFL season. Some will relate Brady to the time when controversy seemed to be swirling, like when he endured the infamous Deflategate allegations, when he was accused of breaking the rules by letting air out of the footballs to improve his grip.
Is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules.
He received a 4-game suspension, then led his team to the greatest comeback of all time, coming back from 28-3 against the Falcons to win his 5th Super Bowl ring.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
And then there's Tampa Tom, refreshed and refreshing. Brady captured the sports world once more when his new, publicly outward personality prompted many of Brady's critics to come around on the Florida man. And yes, that version of Brady had one thing in common with all the others, another championship.
Bucs win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, you are the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Two titties!
I was saving up for the Super Bowl.
You did it all!
Tom Brady's greatness spanned the generations. His career started as one of the great stories in football history. And it ended in Tampa just the same. It is for all those reasons. We'll tell our kids and our kids' kids about Tom Brady, the greatest of all time.
Football was my first love. It really was. And, you know, for me to love it like that has enabled me to work hard at it. So grateful for the support that I have. When you get that support, you want to go make people proud.
Stephen A., I'm not going to lie. Just seeing that, Jeff Darlington did a wonderful job.
Yes, he did.
But that made me a little sad.
Yeah, it did.
It is an end of an era.
We're going to miss him.
For sure.
We're absolutely going to miss him. We're going to miss him. I mean, he's the greatest ever. And, you know, I mean, he's treated us for 22 years. We're going to miss him, but we're also going to appreciate him and all that he's done.
Yeah, but you know what? We do have to move forward in life. And on that note, we bring in Jenna Lane, Bucs reporter, who does a tremendous job covering the team. And Jenna's on her way to practice right now. Jenna, do you have us?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us
this morning.
And obviously, Tampa had to be considering this. But how prepared were they for this announcement that he was hanging it up?
You know, Coach Bruce Arians was asked last week if he had any idea what Tom's plans were, if he was planning to come back or not. And he seemed to think it was about a 50-50 chance. But even a few days ago, when I had reached out to him, at that point in time, Tom had not told them that he was ready to hang it up. He told them he was undecided. So they were preparing for the move. And even when we talked to Arians in a season-ending press conference, he said that they would go over contingency plans. But I don't think he was fully prepared for this idea that he would, in fact, hang it up. I think he thought it was about a 50-50 chance, but I don't think that he or the organization were fully prepared, fully expected it.
Jenna, thank you so much for being on the show. Covering this Bucs team, was there a point in this season where you as a reporter and other reporters felt like, wait a minute, this could be it? You saw signs that this could be it for Tom Brady, and if so, when did that moment occur?
You know, that's interesting because he was under contract for another year, but Tom, he's always a man of his word and he wants to fulfill contracts. You know, that's really important to him, but they added on that year for salary cap purposes last season so they could essentially keep the band back together. But, you know, I think now looking back on it, maybe there were signs. Like Tom said, he didn't want a farewell tour. But I go back to week four when he went back to Foxborough, and I'm seeing all these signs, physical signs, from people where, whether it's his face superimposed on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that piece of artwork, I saw that in the stands. I saw people just, you know, all kinds of signs throughout the stadium, again, physical signs. And it really did kind of seem like that perfect full circle moment. But at the time, for me, it just didn't register. It really wasn't until maybe the last 2 weeks of the regular season, the more that those questions started to come up and the more you heard of some of those rumblings from reports. And Tom did his best to kind of deflect that. But I think now, looking back on it, it did seem like he was getting to a place where he would be satisfied with walking away. But I'm not going to lie, it really wasn't until, like, even in that final press conference we had with him after the Rams loss, I still mm-hmm. thought that there was a chance that he would come back, maybe even the 50-50, like Bruce Arians said. But when he did that interview, when he did that his podcast with Jim Gray and started talking in detail about his family and finally being able to have waffles with his children on Monday morning because he wasn't going into the facility, that's when mm-hmm. it really kind of hit me, man. And that's the thing that I would stress to everyone, because it was a little surprising to me that he said he would be proud and satisfied walking away on a loss, because he's this ultimate competitor and we know him for throwing iPads, or I shouldn't say iPads, sorry, Surface tablets on the sidelines at games. And just, the guy is the ultimate competitor. He loves to win, and that's why he's done it at the highest level for so long and has seven okay. Super Bowl rings. But the fact that he'd be proud and satisfied walking away on a loss, that told me kind of everything I needed to know, that this is so much bigger. This is about family, spending time with them, being the type of father and husband that he feels he needs to be.
Jenna, I'm asking a question, and I asked that question because there were a couple of times we know the Antonio Brown fiasco. We also saw Tom Brady allude to a lack of focus on a part of some teammates this season. He seemed to be dissatisfied at certain moments. It wasn't something that he wore on his sleeve week to week or anything like that. But throughout this season, there were those times where his frustration seemed to be evident and it seemed to be publicized. And that's why I was asking that question as it pertained to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It didn't seem that this year was as fun and as thrilling as it was the first year in Tampa for him. Any accuracy to that at all?
I didn't get that sense, to be honest, when I was watching. I didn't really get the sense. I think it was frustrating for them because of all the injuries that just continued to pile up. I mean, their defense did not have an entire, like, a game together at full strength until that loss to the Rams. That was the first time all season they had a completely healthy defense. And by then, by the time the game ended, he was having to rely on tight end Cam Brate in the slot because they just had no more healthy receivers. I think that was really the frustrating thing for them, was the fact that those guys just kept dropping like flies, and there really wasn't anything that they could do about it.
Yeah. Jenna, we'll let you go get to practice. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And I'll just end it by what she said, Stephen A., that it felt full circle there in Tampa. And that's how I felt also with this year, that it felt like a full circle moment, even though he didn't win the Super Bowl. But just finishing on with an MVP performance.
Well, I've been on a record. I thought that next year would be his last, but only because he kept emphasizing the year 45 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he turns 45 in August. So knowing him, like she said, in terms of him being committed to his contract, keeping his word, even though she thoroughly explained how it was just for cap purposes, that extra year was added money-wise because you wanted to make things work cap-wise. But the bottom line is he kept saying 45. Yeah. And so my thinking was, with TB12 and him announcing that he was going to mm-hmm. play until he was 45, thinking that he could do it at an elite level, coming off the kind of season that he had, and then being saddled with injuries, I said, hey, okay, you make one last run at age 45, make sure everybody comes back healthy, you keep the pieces that you want, you get rid of those that you don't, and you go with it from there. But obviously he had a different plan, and I think Giselle had everything to do with that. And she should.
Absolutely.
And she should. She's the wife.
But just
okay, happy wife, happy life.
Absolutely. Just one last thought, and we're going to go to break, on the fact that he didn't hang it up, and he said that he was going to play to 45. I like that he didn't do that, because I feel like that would have been an ego move. Like, oh, I said I'm going to play to 40. That's about everybody else. So you're 44 and a half, and you felt like it's the right time, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Why force that? Well, because what you told the public or that. I like that about
you. Well, you like it. Most of us don't, but only for one reason. We saw that brother throw for 5,300 yards and literally be a top two candidate for league MVP honors. And so we're imagining, what if there was no Antonio Brown controversy? What if Chris Godwin were healthy, along with Mike Evans and Gronk being there and Leonard Fournette being back and that defense being in tow? What if you had that available to you? See, we would have totally supported him walking away if he didn't have it. But the last time we saw Tom Brady, we looked at a brother that could win the Super Bowl right now.
But for what?
And that's what it is.
For what?
For
there's
football.
So many good
quarterbacks.
He did the right thing
for him, but yeah. There's a reason that Molly was on national television saying Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Just saying. That's fair.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Breaking news into First Take this morning. Tom Brady officially calling it a career. He announced it himself on his Instagram page after 22 seasons, 7 rings. Tom Brady done on the field. And we bring back in Super Bowl champ Jeff Saturday. And Jeff, let's just reflect on a historic career stretching more than 2 decades and some of our favorite moments. The first one that comes to mind for me, Jeff, is when he came back on Atlanta in that Super Bowl. What comes to your mind?
100% agree. That's the game, like that comeback. And here's the great part. I was working at ESPN. I'm about to walk in on the set. And you know how it is. You got to be there like 3 minutes before the game ends. So I walk in, and I'm from Atlanta, right? So I walk in, and there's this massive banner back there that says, you know, Falcons win Super Bowl. And I took a picture of it, and I said, you cursed us. Whoever in this room just did this, because Tom Brady's going to bring this team back against the Falcons. I watched him systematically take apart the Falcons, drive it down, and one of the most incredible comeback performances in history. That's my favorite moment because, again, he wills his team to another win, and it's absolute insanity. The catches that were made, the balls that were being placed just perfectly, the timing of it. And, again, we talk about the way his career started, willing his team to victories then and finishing it that way. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I'm telling you, play after play, I told whoever was in that studio, they cursed the Falcons. The Falcons should be upset about that because when I walked in that studio, I knew Molly and Stephen A. I was like, this is not going to be good because I'm going to go back there. I'm going to go back to Atlanta with hearts broken in Atlanta, and it turned out that way.
Come on, man. You know, this is the thing. Listen, it was a great comeback.
More energy, please.
Y'all don't even know what I'm going to say. You, what, y'all scared to hear me? Y'all scared
no,
to hear my point?
We don't
scared
like your
point?
Energy
is that what it is?
That.
I'm scared to hear my point.
Back.
Here's my point, Jeff. It was a great comeback. I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady. But I walked away thinking that the Atlanta Falcons might be the stupidest franchise in history.
Oh.
I mean, listen. All you got to do is run the ball and use the clock. You know Tom Brady's on the other side. You know this. The clock
is your best friend or your worst enemy? And you had Kyle Shanahan, who was the offensive coordinator at the time, and I love me some Kyle Shanahan. I think he's phenomenal. But in that, but not in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls. We know that when he was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. We know that when he was the head coach in San Francisco. Now, that's more on Jimmy G than him, but I'm just saying, when you consider the amount of points that he's been outscored in the fourth quarter of the two Super Bowls where he was a primary offensive coordinator, we can't forget that. And you got Julio Jones out there, and you got an experienced dude like Matt Ryan, who I held accountable for that because you were a veteran. You weren't some novice. You know, you audible. You don't sit up there and throw the damn ball, and it's an incomplete pass, and you stop the clock, and you're giving Tom Brady the ball. So listen to me. I'm giving you your props by saying I get where you're coming from. You're absolutely right about the Brady portion. My problem was Atlanta, what an assist they provided with their idiocy. I'm going to tell you what my favorite Brady moment is.
Okay.
It's just me. It's just me, Jeff. It was a regular season game. It was the regular season finale when they went 16-0 and they were going against the Giants and he threw that bomb for the 50th touchdown to Randy Moss. Jeff Saturday, do you know why that's my favorite play? Because the play before, the Giants ran the – I'm sorry, the Patriots went for it. It was an incomplete pass. And they came back with the exact same play. Randy Moss and Brady was like, we going to do this again.
Yeah.
Exact route, exact play. I mean, and it was a touch. I mean, I just said, damn, these brothers are special. This is something special to watch right here because everybody and their mother knew what they would think about doing. And they said, yo, we going to do it anyway. That's why I love that play.
Absolutely. One more thing. We got to go to break. Jeff, to what you and I were talking about, how about he erased the deficit against the Rams? Weren't they down 27-3 and he had the miraculous second half? This just happened at 44 years. He has ice water in his veins.
Why don't you pick that?
And well, because it wasn't as good as Atlanta.
Just said
because it wasn't a Super Bowl, Stephen A.
Yeah, it wasn't a Super Bowl. The stakes weren't as high.
That's it. He's got seven of them. He's got seven.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we understand. We understand
that. We're done with you, Stephen A.
Come on, man. You just don't want to point out Atlanta.
Jeff, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Like he's from Atlanta. Would you stop?
Yeah, okay.
Jeff, we'll talk to you in a minute.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.